Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the first ever Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast. Every week, we'll be bringing you travel news, tips, and information that'll help you have the best vacation possible. This week, we're joined by our panel, Tracy Heinrichs,
who's
our agent consultant, Kevin Close, our client services manager and Adventures by Disney specialist, Teresa Eccles, our welcome center manager and Disney Cruise Line specialist.
Hi.
Pete Werner, CEO and co-owner of Dreams Unlimited Travel.
Hey, everybody.
And back in the production area, we have our associate producer, Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And our producer, Craig Williams.
Yes, me.
Yes.
In matching shirts.
We match. Thank you much. All right. And again, thank you for joining us. Our first ever Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast. I hope you're excited about it as I am. We've got some stuff we'd like to go over for you for this very first show and get through some information. This week, we're going to talk about our company as a whole, talk a little bit about where we came from, where we started, and where we've transitioned into today. We're also going to talk about some upcoming promotions that we have for travel and upcoming group travel that hopefully you'll be able to join us for. We're going to highlight our Welcome Center in Port Canaveral, Florida, and do an agent spotlight to show you some of our agents who are not with us this week.
Anymore.
No, not anymore. No, don't say that. It's not in memoriam. It's just they weren't at the table.
We'll play Hallelujah in the background. Oh, my
God. Amazing Grace.
Over there. Is this where we came from thing where we talk about the 3,000-watt radio station in Indiana?
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's a great place to start. So,
Indiana.
I want to talk a little bit about where we came from as a company. And I think the sort of our historian for the company is Pete. So if you want to talk a little bit about
I'm the historian for the company. Okay.
I think this requires glasses.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, the whole concept behind doing Dreams Unlimited was we wanted to create a travel agency that was geared toward Disney fans. When I had started the Diz, and in specific, Dizboards.com, you know, we were hearing a lot of the same things from people that were planning their trips to Disney World, that, you know, some of the concerns they had, some of the challenges they had, and we saw an opportunity to create a business around that and kind of answer some of those concerns. So, you know, and what I'm really proud of and happy about is that all of those things that we started in the beginning was the basis of Dreams is still very much a part of what we do today. One of the things which was not really very common in the industry, it's become a lot more common with the internet, but discount checking after you book. You know, a lot of people were saying that they didn't find out until it was too late that, you know, there was a discount available, and having our agents worry about that instead of having you worry about it was a great service that is still probably one of the most touted services that we offer today.
And I think it's the thing people question. You're going to look for me to pay a lower price.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that was I remember when we started and travel agents just bashing us for that. You're cutting in New York commission. Our idea, our concept was, yeah, you know what? We are going to cut into our commission on this one. But then, you know, we're providing a service. And the minute we call somebody up unsolicited or email them and say, by the way, I just saved you $200 on your package and you didn't have to do anything. That's why we have such a great rate of repeat clientele, because that was a level of service not offered in the industry prior to that. Now, I'm not going to say that we started that trend. I think as the internet became more pervasive, competition grew, and that's what people had to do.
Also, at that point in general, the internet was so new that there wasn't all this information that was out there that's out there now, where the second a promotion becomes available, everybody knows about it.
Right.
And it's everywhere. Back then, it took a little time to sort of disseminate out to the masses. So
the other main thing about Dreams was not just having an agent, but having someone very knowledgeable in the destination and having someone that would provide a concierge level of service, handle all of your special requests, your dining reservations, any special issues or things that you wanted to set up having an agent handle all of those things for you. Again, a higher level of service. And I think it's very important to note that Dreams does not charge extra for this. Dreams makes their money on the commission paid to us by the travel supplier. So in this case, you know, Disney, Royal Caribbean, you know, whoever we're doing business with. So this doesn't cost you any more. It's the same price. The price you get from Dreams Unlimited is going to be the same price you'll pay if you go to Disney Direct. What you're getting in addition is an agent who's an expert in the destination who can help you navigate, you know, especially where Disney is concerned, you know, navigate the details, and the details are immense. If you don't have the kind of time to spend that's required to research all the discounts, all the ways to get the most out of your vacation, that's where an agent really comes in handy. So that was one of the things, you know, in the beginning, most of our agents, almost all of our agents, were Disney fans. I mean, all of them still are. It's just now a lot of them actually have a background in the travel industry. When we started, we really didn't. We were just Disney fans that knew how to book trips.
None of our agents are sitting and giving you information from a brochure.
No.
This is not the stereotypical travel agent that you see in the movies who picks the brochure off the wall and tells you about what's going on and what the highlights of the hotel are. These are people who are in-depth experts.
And, you know, one of the things that we require with our agents is that they're only allowed to sell products they've experienced. That's also fairly unusual in the industry. Normally, you know, you'll go to a travel agent and a lot of times they're selling you something that they are reading out of a brochure. They have no real information on it. For us, if you're booking a Royal Caribbean vacation, the agent you're working with has sailed Royal Caribbean and knows the product. If you're booking a Disney package, you're dealing with an agent that knows Disney World. If you're booking Disney Cruise Line with us, you're dealing with an agent that has done several of those cruises.
I actually had to turn a client away who books Adventures by Disney with me who wanted to go someplace else. And I was very honest. And I said, at this point in time, I don't have the time to learn this product or experience this product. So I would not feel that I could give you the best advice. So I think there's some integrity involved in
it. Is. And, you know, the whole point that John and I felt was really important was that the service level and our knowledge level was every bit as important as closing the sale, and that we couldn't compromise one for the other. And I'm very glad we've stuck to that, because we don't sell all destinations. When we learn something and we're passionate about something and we feel that it fits into our business model, then we add it to what we do. That's why we don't sell, you know, trips to, you know, wherever.
Cancun.
Right.
Well, can't help you with Puerto Vallarta. But, you know, that was it. That was a big part of why we created Dreams, was create that service model.
Can I also add one more thing to that? One of the things that we still do to this day is if an agent gets a request for something that they're not familiar with, they'll happily hand it over to an agent who is familiar with that product.
That's correct.
So there's not this sort of competition between our agents and that they have to keep it all for themselves. They realize that they're going to have better, you as our client, have better service by going to an agent who has experience in that product and who loves it.
Just to belabor that point, Tracy and I share clients. I book certain things for certain clients, and when it's time to book something else, I send them to Tracy to book. So it's really about who's going to give you the best service and the best advice and the best information.
And that absolutely has become central to the culture in the company, that knowledge is critical if you're going to sell something. Don't wing it. If you don't know, either learn or pass it over to somebody who already does.
And I think that's really the culture amongst the agents that we're working towards as well. Agents really know that the client experience is paramount. So while the dollar value, you know, you may miss the dollar value on this product that you don't sell, gaining a long-term client who trusts you is the key in this business. I've been in this business a really long time. And your long-term repeat clients, that's the goal. That's kind of the brass ring. And you get that by being honest, by having integrity, and by having their best interests at heart.
And these are the things that, you know, when people ask the question, why should I use a travel agent? Well, these are some of the reasons that, you know, an agent, in any regard, an agent is your advocate. Their job is to go to bat for you. They're not there to represent Disney or Royal Caribbean or whatever product they're selling. Their job is to be your representative in that transaction and to act in your best interests. Now, you're not necessarily going to get that when you go through, you know, when you do it directly, or if you go through, you know,
Costco or
Expedia, Travelocity, those guys. That's churn and burn. That's churn and burn. Not that you can't find some great deals there, but if something goes wrong, who are you going
to
call?
That's the point I was going to make. Nobody wants to think about the fact that something could go wrong while you're on vacation. And having someone who is your advocate to work for you in a home base is invaluable. And I don't think people give enough credence to that. I don't think they put enough, they don't see that often enough. And it's not until you actually need it that it becomes valuable.
And having that one point of contact. I have lots of people who will say, well, the price is the same with you or Disney. I get that a lot. And one of the biggest things, I mean, I discount check, I'll do the, so there's all the things that I can list for them. But really, I think the number one reason is that when you need something and we're planning your trip, you're emailing me. And then I'm going out from there. Whereas if you call
into
the
800.
Right. You call a call center, you're going to get whoever's answering the phone. If you go, you know, to things like
that. Try and plan a birthday party on a Disney cruise ship without an agent.
No kidding.
Okay.
Yeah, try to get a birthday cake.
Try to get a birthday
colors
cake.
On it.
The other thing, too, is sort of ties into that is part of our philosophy from the beginning has always been that we're going to tell our clients the truth. That we're not going to make everything great and everything is fantastic in certain places in the world. Disney can't do anything wrong. That there are places that you have to go and you have to make smart decisions about. And we're going to provide you with that.
Right.
Our experience of what we think is great, what we think is not so great, to help you spend your vacation dollars.
I cannot tell you how many of my clients write to me and ask a question. And I write back with my honest opinion. And they're like, wow, I didn't expect you to be honest. And I think, well, what's the point of me answering it if I'm not going to tell you my opinion of the truth?
Well, again, if you're going to be a good agent, you're going to advocate for your client.
Right, right.
Advocating for your client does mean being honest. And, you know, my philosophy has always been with anything that we've done that these are expensive vacations, especially when you're talking about a Disney vacation. These are expensive vacations. And for a lot of people, they're once-in-a-lifetime experiences. And I want people to get the most out of that. And sometimes that means saying, no, don't eat there. No, don't stay there. Or for your family, you might find it better if you're doing
right.
This. Disney is great. I'll never tell anybody don't go to Disney World because I love it. What I will tell people is if you want to get the most out of the experience, there are some places to avoid.
Yeah.
If you want to have a good meal, there are some restaurants to avoid. And this is based on our experience. We're in the parks where, you know, all of our agents are, you know, in the parks and on the cruise line and doing this stuff. We're not talking from third-hand knowledge. We're talking because we've experienced this stuff.
There are no brochures.
No.
And being an advocate also means that we know our limitations.
Right.
So sometimes we know that what is happening in your reservation or what's happening to you is just wrong. And I'll fight to the end to get a wrong corrected. But sometimes it's not. And sometimes it may not be the answer you want to hear, but that's the great thing about the relationship I have with my clients is that they trust me to know that I'm going to fight for them to the end when it's something I can fight for. And when it's not, they're going to get an honest answer from me to say, this is just not a battle we can win.
This is one of the reasons, and we're going to get to talking about this a little later, but this is one of the reasons that John and I wanted to start the Welcome Center out in Port Canaveral. We have an enormous number of clients that sail out of Port Canaveral, both on Disney Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, and other cruise lines. And we wanted a physical location there, like within a mile of the cruise terminal, where we could provide support for our clients. And I know we'll talk about that a little later, but again, that's just all kind of part of the philosophy that we've had in terms of what we do to take care of our customers, our clients.
And while we mentioned Disney a lot, because that's where we came from, that was our first love and everything that we've done, through the years, personally, we've all started to experience new places to go and new cruise lines and new destinations. And our love of travel has expanded beyond just Disney. And our company has now expanded beyond just selling Disney, because as we bring on new agents who have their specialties and their passion, we want to bring that to our clients as well. So that's one of the things we want to do with this podcast going forward, is make sure that we highlight some other things that are not specifically Disney related, but are travel related and things that we are love and are passionate
about. And I think that that really also came about as a result of, you know, the relationships that we've developed with our clients over the years. We know our audience. Right. So when we go and travel for ourselves and we experience something, I know it's happened to you, it's happened to me, it's happened to all of us, like, okay, our folks would love this. And if those words leave our mouth, that, okay, I think our folks are going to love this, then we start looking at it. And believe me, when I tell you, a lot of times we'll say, I think this would be really good. And we start digging in and we start realizing, no, this, we're going to have problems here, we're going to have problems there. Our audience isn't really going to respond to this or that. And sometimes we say, yeah, you know what? It would be great to sell that. It would be nice to sell that. But I don't know that it's going to be a great match for our clients. So we walk away from it.
Or you get someplace that's touted as wonderful and you see some giant hiccup and you think, there's no way I can sell this to somebody else knowing this. You know what I mean? I don't want you to have a bad time.
Right.
And part of our growth with the company has also come from people who have come to us and said, how come you don't sell this?
Right.
How come you don't offer this product?
Because our clients are changing as their families are growing and their children are getting older. And maybe like me, I'm a platinum Disney Cruise Line cruiser, but I really can't sit through one more show of Dreams or, you know, Disney Dreams, because I'm just
looking. She can't sit through one more podcast. No. Is what she's saying. No,
because I just need to, I want to experience different things. So I think our client base is changing. Their
and it's
kids
not
are
because
growing.
Disney Dreams is bad.
It's fantastic.
Because you could fill in for any person in the cast.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Because you've seen it enough times. All you need is a costume that fits.
Or that, right, they right. weren't that talented.
That's right. That's, right.
That's where you were going with that.
But
Tracy could sing the torch song in Dreams.
You know it's bad. But
it's also
I think
a destination.
That's
you know,
right.
How many times can we go to the Caribbean over and over and over
right.
again? So we want to go to
No, I don't know. I can go to Eastern Caribbean a lot.
Everybody is different. And there are people who come to us and said, what? You know, where else can we go through in the world? Where can you help us get that travel to? So that's part of our growth as well.
Irrespective of what the destination is, irrespective of right. what the product is, you know, the same level of service and the same concept kind of applies to everything we do.
We're going
to
talk about group travel later on. But one of the things that's come out of this that I don't think any of us ever expected is that we have gotten groups of people who have now decided that they enjoy traveling together. They've been on enough different things that we've done that has become.
We've made lifelong friends with a lot of those folks. Sure.
Exactly. So in addition to the service that we provide, we also recognize that cost is a factor in people being able to vacation, and that trying to save people money is very, very important to Dreams Unlimited Travel, very important to our agents, in addition to discount checking and constantly going through and making sure they have the best price and the best package that's suitable for them. We offer some additional discounts that are exclusive to us. And one of those is a Disney Cruise Line shipboard credit. We offer up to $1,000 in a shipboard credit per reservation. This is based on the price of your cruise. When you get a price from your agent, they will let you know exactly how much your shipboard credit will be. And this is money for you to use on the cruise. You can get on there. You can buy souvenirs.
I think we should have to talk about that a little more in depth, because that's a question I get a lot. Mm-hmm. What is a shipboard credit? A shipboard credit means that Dreams Unlimited Travel puts a dollar amount in your onboard account. So when you board the ship, let's say you were reservation warranted $1,000 shipboard credit, you have $1,000 worth of store credit already on the ship. You can use that for literally anything. Drinks, souvenirs, gratuities, shore excursions, spa treatments, specialty restaurants. That is your money to spend. It's already in your account. So you board the ship with a negative balance.
That is true. One of the next discounts that we offer is a discount on your Adventures by Disney vacation. These are very expensive vacations. These are not cheap. We recognize that. We're trying to save you a little bit of money by taking some money off the price of your Adventures by Disney trip, up to $1,000 per reservation, again, based on your cost.
Let's be honest. We're talking about being honest with people.
Okay.
Our discount with Adventures by Disney is akin to a drug dealer giving you a freebie up front because he knows you're coming back.
Don't give away my secrets.
I was just gonna say.
I have seen it play out. I've been on, how many have I been on? 20 now. 20 Adventures by Disney trips. So I know from whence I speak. Seen it over and over and over and over again. People say, I don't know. It's so expensive. It's this, it's that, it's the other thing. And I tell them, try it.
Just try one.
It's a gateway. The first trip is your gateway drug. Try it. And then you hear, oh, we're on our third, we're on our fifth, we're on our ninth. There's a reason on the first night of every Adventures by Disney trip, they recognize repeat adventurers.
You do realize you're in the pin where you now have to start adding smaller pins together, right?
No, they make the pins for me. They make a special pin for me every time because they don't have anybody else that's done that many trips.
It was funny when I was in Ireland, one of the guys, as they were handing up the pins, they said, we actually have a guy who's traveled so much that we have to make special pins for him.
I just want you to know about the discounts that we offer. Ours are very different. Other places might offer you a discount, but they're going to give you a gift card that you have to use at their location. Or they're going to make you wait until you return, and they will send you a gift card for someplace else. Or you're going to have to use it on another form of travel that you'll get a discount on your next Adventures by Disney. Dreams Unlimited Travel does not do that. We tell you up front how much your discount is, and we take that off the cost. That's taken off the price. You see the price at the beginning with our booking discount. Now, I also want you to know that, as John has said, or will say, our booking discount does not...
I'm predicting what I'm going to say.
I know you're going to say it, but I don't know if you said it already. I wasn't really paying attention.
You've been married how long?
You don't know me.
You may have said it. You might say it later. Who knows? If ABD is running... Adventures by Disney is running a promotion, that is not separate from our... The promotion that we offer, it is in addition to. Right. They are combinable.
True of all of our promotions. We're going to get you the best price possible. We're going to get you everything we can.
Did he say that
you're eligible for? Okay. I did not say it already. I'm saying it now. Anything that you're already eligible for, and then our discount is on top of that and completely combinable with any other discount that's going on. We offer a shipboard credit for other Disney cruise, for other cruise lines in addition to Disney, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, things like that. This again is up to $500 per reservation, and it is for you to use on the ship for anything you want. Much like Disney Cruise Line. Again, this will be on your room folio before you even leave. For Disneyland, we offer a gift card if you book a package with us. Up to a $100 gift card will be sent to you before you travel. Again, based on the price of your actual package. And then for Alani Resort and Spa, we're sending our folks a gift. At the moment, we're sending you the refillable mug that you can use at the resort, one per guest on your reservation. So kind of a nice perk.
That actually is a nice perk.
It is very nice.
I think they're $20 to $25.
Yeah, I think like $25 per month.
So,
yeah.
You know, you get a party of four, that's a $100 gift. Right. And that allows you soda, water, soft drinks.
Mm-hmm. Our goal is to do what we can. I mean, there's only a certain amount we can do. You know, we're going to be honest. We have overhead. We have people to pay. We have commissions we have to pay. You know, these are things that we're trying to do the best of our ability to give you a little bit of a break on what could be a very expensive vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that says a lot about the culture in this company. I think you've said it now four or five times that we know these are expensive vacations. Yeah. No one here is downplaying the cost of a Disney vacation. We're not telling you, you can do this at a bargain basement rate. I think that speaks to the honesty of this company.
Well, I think, you know, we all come from working class families. I know as a kid, I always wanted to come to Disney. My parents couldn't afford that. We had great vacations as a kid, don't get me wrong, but we couldn't afford Disney. I know that has influenced me a great deal in terms of the things that we've done with the Diz and with Dreams and how we've set things up, trying to make it as accessible as possible. But yeah, that is a big focus.
You also, having an agent will allow you to explore other options. I think people walk into this, I think the expression is with champagne dreams, mm-hmm. and they don't have a champagne budget. So your agent will help you have the best vacation at your price point.
Right.
Cool. Also, I think talking about the agents, all of
she
our
speaks.
I speak. All of the agents
in her breathy Marilyn Monroe voice.
Oh, stop. All of our agents work in different styles and different ways.
That's right.
So you might have some that it just depends on, you might click with them or you might not. And there's all, I think there's an agent at Dreams that will fit anybody's name.
We have agents with different family backgrounds, with different personal backgrounds, with different experiences. So I think that, yeah, we try to make sure that you're fit with an agent that, you know, you'll work great with.
So if you need a crazy cat lady,
I'm your girl. Yeah.
That's a really good point, because our agents, not every client's the same, not every agent's the same. Mm-hmm. And so some clients you click with right away. Some it takes a little bit more work to figure out your work style, because as agents, we want to help you as much as possible and we want to unload all of our knowledge on you, but not every client needs it and not every client wants it. So, you know,
gotta read the room.
That's right. And we try to say, you know, I'm here for as much or as little help as you want. So you really want the client to steer the ship. Let them decide where they want you involved and how much. And sometimes you see a client struggling. You see that they're asking for something that you think may not be the best fit. And so it's being confident enough to speak up and say, you know, maybe that's not what you want out of this trip. But really the client, you want them to steer the ship as much as possible.
Excellent point. And I want to talk about another perk we offer. Something that Pete mentioned early on is our Welcome Center in Port Canaveral, Florida. One of the reasons why we wanted to have Teresa here is to talk a little bit about our Welcome Center and let people know what's there and what's available.
Yeah.
What happens if they pop in?
They pop in. I smile and shake their hand. We're at 6550 North Atlantic Avenue in Cape Canaveral, Suite B. Pete said it's just a mile or so down the road past the port. Very easy to find, and we are there 5 days a week. Traditionally, if there's a Disney ship in port, we're there. We're there always on Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3, and Monday, Thursday, and Friday, at this point, we're there 9 to 5. I'm usually there past 5, too. I had someone stop in at 4 o'clock yesterday, and the door was locked, but I... Still there, so they
this
unlock
is
the
for
door
you, John.
Let them
in. She's telling you, I stay after have, 5 when people
we
come
have,
in.
We have coffee and tea and soft drinks and snacks that you know,
and Wi-Fi,
and place Wi-Fi, to charge your phones, nice little tables and chairs.
We have, let's show a picture of the inside. We're very proud of the Welcome Center. We think it's a beautiful space. We think it's a comfortable space.
It's very comfortable. I enjoy working out there. We've got a little kitty corner. Do you got a picture of the little kitty corner? That's convenient
That's
for
children,
napping.
Right?
Children, yes.
Not kitty.
No, not kitty. Yes, there's a cat corner.
Well, she would in a heartbeat.
Oh, I know. I'd take class out there in a heartbeat.
We also have a little store, a place where you can purchase some stuff, mostly Diz Unplugged branded items or Diz. Oh, there's the kitty corner.
And also, if you have, I had a gentleman come in the other day, needed some travel documents printed. I'm happy to take care of that for you, too. He wasn't a client, but he's going to be one now. He left with my card, and he's
That's awesome.
You know, so we're there for the community. People walk in all the time asking about travel.
You also have a gift for each of our clients who stops in, don't you?
That's right. If you come in and you're traveling and you're Dreams Unlimited client, we have free gifts for you. It varies depending on what I have in stock.
I think the word gift is enough. You don't need the word free.
It's free. Well, they come in, they want
it. It's hard to sell somebody
it's
a gift.
But no, it just varies what I have in stock. But you always get something really cool, I think, anyway. I tend to take one of each home. No, I'm kidding.
No, she's not.
I'm kidding. You want to talk about the gift baskets also
We do. One of the perks we offer are Disney Cruise Line passengers at the moment. Sailing out of Port Canaveral is we will mail you a gift bag. And this is, we call this the things you didn't even know you didn't need. And didn't
is that
have.
What we're calling
it? That's exactly what it's called.
Really?
Wow.
Make him say it again.
That's original. Things you didn't know you didn't need.
No.
Okay.
No, I think they need them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's too many didn't.
I don't think we want to give people things that they didn't need.
Well, you didn't know you didn't need this. Yeah. That's a great selling point.
Yeah. Why not just call it junk you don't want?
The whole idea behind the gift bag was to include really useful things you probably never would have thought of to use during your cruise. For example. We have...
Oh, you were pointing your way. Yeah. I was going to fill in the four examples?
No, I know what's in there. I just...
Oh, okay.
We have highlighters.
Highlighters.
And why is a highlighter important?
Because when you get you know, you get the daily
navigator. For
thank you.
Cruise Line and
you
get compass the, for
right. And so to have multiple color.
Right, it's a multicolor highlighter.
Right, five colors, and we yeah. used to do this as a family all the time. So each person would highlight in their color what they wanted to do that day,
and so it makes you scheduling easier.
Yeah, and so you'd use it for scheduling, and it became part of the fun. I know I recommend for clients sometimes. You know, you've got a couple of different kids, and you're worried about scheduling. Sit the kids down, each with their own highlighter,
right?
With that navigator, and watch them negotiate with each other.
Right.
Okay, well, if we both pick this, then we can also do that. And so it's a real cool tool. It starts out with a highlighter. It seems like nothing, but
for those of you who haven't seen a navigator, it's listed very much like a TV guide.
Right.
So, trying to keep track of all the different things and how they overlap,
and now it comes in handy. There's some electronic ways that they.
We also have the. Like dry erase board to put on right. your stateroom door, which I think is awesome.
Comes in really handy.
Comes in handy when you got people going to and fro. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you have teenagers. Yep. Leaving
oh, I'm here.
Yep. Right. I'm inside. Don't come in. I have a guest. You know, something like that.
Yeah. Mommy it's and daddy are having special fun. Oh, yeah.
But there's cups in there. The bags all have the same thing. The one thing that changes is the number of people that are in your stateroom. There will be a cup in there for each person. So if there's two people in the room, there'll be two cups, five people, five cups.
And those are great for the drink stations.
Right.
Yep, they are.
Include a refillable mug because you have to go to the drink station to get your soda or coffee.
Right. And they give you really, really small ones.
The cups available at the drink station are the 3-ounce Dixie cups people used to put in their bathroom in the 60s. So you would walk two steps from the drink station and have to turn around and fill it up again. Mm-hmm. These are bigger cups.
Yeah.
Something we've added recently we get a lot of kudos for is clips. Like something you might put on a chip bag once you've opened it. However, we find they have a lot of uses. One of them is to hold those drapes closed in your stateroom because the sun beams in and wakes
people
up.
Wakes you up too early.
Right.
It's also great for the back of your stateroom door because you can hang your magnetic. Navigator there. Now you know where it is. So now everybody in the family knows there's a navigator on the back of the door.
So just things that we've experienced on cruises where we thought, well, this would be great if we had this with us. Mm-hmm. This would make it for an easier cruise. I wish I had brought this. So that's what these gift bags are for. I do want to let people know that in a few months, in 2016, we're going to start sending these to all cruise clients. Doesn't have to be just out of Port Canaveral. We're
Ooh,
gearing
Teresa's
up.
Head just fell off her
she
shoulder.
She did. We're gearing up to do that. So I don't have a specific date for that, but this is not just those sailing out of Port Canaveral. But it is for clients in the U.S. and Canada. We'll be mailing those out.
And we mail them out usually about a month before you cruise. This gives you plenty of time to get it to your house and, you know, unpack everything.
Make sure you let your agent know if you moved.
Yes, be sure. Yes, if you have moved, be sure to let your agents know because
that's not just true of your gift basket. Also, your address and your documents all have to match. So,
right,
you really need to let your agent know that you've moved, regardless of whether you're getting a gift basket.
Oh, that was an interesting
gift basket.
Gift basket.
Biscuits. I think we're all getting on your voice.
You send them biscuits.
So again, one of those little things that we, not little things, but one of the things we offer our clients, a perk that we think is special. And
it's fun. We assemble them all out there and we've got a good team that's always boxes of gift baskets sitting around. Yeah.
Kevin mentioned this earlier. One of the things that has sort of come about from the Diz Unplugged podcast is we've had the opportunity to do some group travel. And every year we've done several trips, and we have a blast doing them. They're fantastic. We get to meet our clients face-to-face and have some personal time with them. But it also sort of creates those memories that we have with our clients. We continue to do these forward. I've got a couple of trips I want to mention. Our first one is our Adventures by Disney Alpine Magic trip, which is October 29th through September 2nd, 2016.
Or maybe it's August.
August 29th.
Could be August 26th, maybe even.
Yes, August 26th through September 2nd.
August 26th through September 2nd, 2016. Sorry
this
about
is Northern
that.
Italy and Switzerland.
Right. Alpine Magic, you want to explain what that itinerary is?
You fly into Milan and you go to Stresa. You go to Lake Como. You go up into Lucerne, and the hotel in Lucerne where you stay is the Schweizerhof at the moment, and that is directly in front of the Matterhorn. So out your back door is the Matterhorn. Mm. And then you go up into Zurich. Now, there We limit the number of people on our trips. ABD says there should be, there can be up to 40 people and two guides. We have found that we like our group to be a little smaller because people are traveling with us. We'd like to spend a little time with each and every person. So we keep our groups between 30 and 35 guests. And that just makes transitions easier. It's just a little bit of an, it's just a smaller group a little bit, and it's great. I only have a couple of spaces left for this trip. I have somebody who travels just a little bit less than Pete. They have to make, I think they're making, actually what happens is they make the Pete's for Pitt and then they make them for Jason. And he says this is the most scenic trip with the best food he's ever been on. So he said it's the most beautiful adventure he's ever done. So I am very excited. I have been to Lake Cuomo. We have been to Lake Cuomo, and I cannot tell you exactly how beautiful it is. It might be the most beautiful place I've ever seen on Earth. So if you're interested, there is still a little bit of space on that.
Excellent. Our second Adventures by Disney trip next year is going to be a Backstage Magic. That's the Hollywood Disneyland trip. That's going to be October 23rd through October 28th, 2016.
Disneyland will be all decked out for Halloween. One of the amazing things is that we've done enough of these and brought enough people on these adventures, Backstage Magic, that Adventures by Disney has started augmenting our trips. And we don't ever know what we are going to get to see, but our trips get to see more than even the standard Adventures by Disney. So I can't tell you what you're going to see that's different and above and beyond. All I can tell you is that they've never disappointed us. So if you're interested in going and would like to see Disneyland all dressed up for Halloween, that trip is also available.
One of the things we do the Backstage Magic every year as a group, sometimes two of them, and we try to pick different times of year just for us. You know, 2015 was Christmas time. So 2016 is going to be around Halloween. We want to see the parks.
We have a very excited group of people who are leaving December 13th. As a matter of fact, one of them is here.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
me.
Craig and Kylie are going on this trip with our folks. So we do try and vary it.
Excellent. Another big group we have coming up is Podcast Cruise 6.0. If you're not familiar with it, this is our semi-annually, biannually, every other year we do a trip related to the Diz Unplugged
podcast.
Except
for the 1 year we thought we would do two. Yeah, remember that year?
I know. We lose our minds sometimes. Yeah.
Was that 2012?
Was it?
Yeah, it was June and December.
I don't remember what year it was. I'm still recovering.
And this is going to be December 4th through December 11th.
Tracy's is not a crisis counseling yet.
December 4th through December 11th, 2016. Talk a little bit about that.
This one is on Royal Caribbean, so that's new for us. Those of you who have done our podcast cruises, you know we're usually on Disney.
Well, let's just make sure people understand what the podcast, what we're talking about.
Oh, yes.
Our podcast is called The Diz Unplugged. This is part of our sister site, The Diz, and DizBoards.com. And this is all about planning your Disney vacation. And you can subscribe to that on iTunes, Diz Unplugged, or just go to DizUnplugged.com and find everything there. It's also available on YouTube and video, so you'll see most of us there as well. But that's the podcast we're talking about. And these are cruises arranged through Dreams Unlimited.
This is our sixth. Officially, this is Podcast Cruise 6.
Right.
Now, we've done a couple smaller group cruises in the middle where we've done Royal Caribbean with much smaller numbers. And this time, we've taken it to the Oasis. Now that the Oasis is sailing at a Port Canaveral, we felt like it was time to, you know, try a new ship.
Just for those who don't know, the Freedom of the Seas is docked now in Port Canaveral, and that will be leaving. The Freedom won't be here that much longer, and then Oasis is going to have its home base at Port Canaveral.
So really exciting. I know a few of us have been on the Oasis before, so we're really looking forward to it. It's Western Caribbean itinerary, and there's still, we've sold out our group space. That sold out very, very fast, but we do have, Royal Caribbean is allowing us to continue to book space. We book at regular pricing, so if Royal Caribbean is offering buy one, get one half off, or, you know, current any promotions with onboard credit or whatever they're offering, we can book at that special and then move it into the group. So any reservation that's booked with Dreams for that sailing will be part of our group, even though you're not technically booked into group space. Great prices, really. Now, and one of the reasons we thought we'd bring it to Royal Caribbean this time was to maybe open it up for a few people who weren't able to join us before. We found the lower entry level pricing coming into Royal Caribbean with the discounts and the promotions, really good pricing we're seeing. So
talk about whether someone can book this cruise on their own and join our group.
No.
That's
excellent talk. Good talk.
Good talk.
No, you want to book it through Dreams so that we can get you into the group and that you are then participating in all of our special events and whatever special is going on.
It's a little too early to talk about what we'll be doing. We're in the process of planning all that, but
lots of special events.
Right, we always do cool stuff and always do fun stuff. And then the only other adventure that's actually in the works at the moment, the only other group travel, I apologize, that's going on, is in 2017, we're looking to go to China with Adventures by Disney.
2017 dates with Adventures by Disney aren't out yet. They won't be out till May or June. But I have approached Adventures by Disney and asked if we could not only announce a 2017 trip, but to start selling this as soon as possible. We usually do a trip that lasts 7 to 8 days. This trip is going to be longer. The off-the-rack Adventures by Disney trip is 11 days, 12 nights, 11 days. 12 days, 11 nights. That's right. Our group, our adventure, may or may not be 11 nights. It may be a little bit longer, depending on how we're able to tweak the itinerary. I had announced on the Diz Unplugged podcast that Peach just described that we had a target date of going, departure date of October 1st. Thankfully, we have some expat Americans who are living in China who emailed me and said, that's a bad idea. The reason is October 1st through October 7th is what they call Golden Week in China. And it's a very, very popular travel date for the Chinese. And it has been suggested very strongly that we avoid Golden Week. So what we're going to do is we are tweaking it. I just got an email before we started recording this show from our Disney rep who tells us that they are working on a different date. I can tell you it will not be the 1st through the 7th. And I don't mean to sound simplistic, but it will be before or be after that. So if you're interested, I have a large group of people who have expressed interest in this. I have enough interest right now to sell two groups.
Really?
Mm. I can't promise that the pricing will not knock some of those folks out or change their interest. But if you're interested in joining us, you can reach me at Kevin at Dreams Unlimited Travel. I am taking a wait list. I am fairly certain that this will never open to the general public, that if you are not on the wait list and you really want to go, you won't get in. I have a feeling I'm going to be able to sell the trip.
If you have a question about that or any other Adventures by Disney group travel we have, Kevin at DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com. If you're interested in the podcast cruise, you can write to Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y-H, at DreamsUnlimitedTravel.com. And hopefully folks will see your email address up on the screen. Excellent. Thank you, guys. Before we end the show, I just want to let you know that each week on the show, we're going to do what we're calling our agent spotlight. We'd like to introduce you to some of our Dreams Unlimited Travel agents who are not necessarily can come to the podcast or participate or can't be here this week. But we want to make sure you guys can get a little bit of background on each of our agents throughout.
Great picture of her.
I was just thinking, does Shannon have an agent?
Wow.
Is this her headshot?
We did ask for glamour shots. So we're going to do two agents at the end of this show. At the end of every other show, we're going to spotlight one or two agents. Hopefully, if you are their client, you'll get a chance to see what they look like and put faces and names.
It's like a realtor.
We're going to start with Shannon Miner. Shannon's married and lives in Raleigh, North Carolina with her husband, a beagle. And two
her
amazing.
Husband's a beagle.
Comma. A beagle.
Her husband, a beagle.
And two amazing little girls, 7 and 4. She's been to Disney every year of her life since she was 1 year old and has been on numerous cruises and visited many all inclusive resorts in various Caribbean islands. Besides Disney vacations, Shannon specializes in Universal Orlando vacations, all cruises, sandals and beaches, and all other all inclusive resort vacations.
Shannon, congratulations on the picture.
Yeah, really?
Really?
You go, girl.
A couple of them who look really good, too.
I want to see the beagle husband. What's he look like?
Our agents clean up well.
They do clean up good, though.
I'm going to need a makeup person for the podcast.
I've been saying that. I really need hair and makeup before the show.
Makeup. All right.
So Botox wouldn't kill me.
Our second agent that we want to highlight this week is Susan Kelly. Susan is going to be married this year in 2016. She's very excited about that.
Congratulations, Susan.
She's been in the travel industry for 20.
Is she also marrying a beagle?
She's not marrying a beagle. She has been in the travel industry for 26 years and has been to Walt Disney World 28 times. She's been on over 20 cruises and has traveled to Europe, the Caribbean, and throughout the U.S. Besides Disney vacations, Susan specializes in Universal Orlando vacations, Royal Caribbean cruises, Princess cruises, Norwegian cruises, and Holland America cruises. So if you're interested in any of those destinations,
I like,
you can drop
I like what she, I'm sorry, I like what she says about don't get caught up in what's coming up next because you might miss a great memory in the moment. I love that.
I have to tell you, I have.
How often have we had people
younger
done that?
Relatives, done and we get there and they want to know what we're going to do next. And I say, well, we haven't even done it yet. Well, what's going to come after that? And I think, enjoy what you're doing. We've told people this for years. Disney is a stop and smell the roses kind of place. What you want to see next isn't going to move. Stop and enjoy what you're getting, right. Because you won't believe what you'll miss.
One of the things that we get asked a lot about is Dream sounds awesome. How do I get to be an agent? I want to be an agent for Dreams.
Be nice.
It's hard. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. It's hard to be an agent with Dreams now. Not that it never was before.
Anybody would let them in.
No, but it's really hard. We take a lot of pride.
We've raised the bar.
We have. And that's a good way to put it. We take a lot of pride, the Dreams name. And I'm kind of the new kid on the block. I haven't been around as long as some of the other agents.
That's her way of telling us we're old.
That's right. And we take a lot of pride in our brand and our product. And so, you know, we want to bring on the right people. So, you know, we may get hundreds and hundreds of resumes in a year. And out of that, may find two candidates
right. That
we bring on board. And so we are looking for agents that are experienced travel agents. We want people who've been in the business, who understand what it means to be in the business and offer superior service to clients. And we want people who have above average knowledge in the products that we're selling. And it may be, as John has said, that all of a sudden we have an agent who says, this is a really great product. I really like this. I think this will fit. And then it's like, okay, yeah, that would work with our model and with our plan. So sometimes it's that. And other times it's just agents who are really, really well versed in the products we're already selling. So the answer is it's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard to be a Dreams agent. And it's because our standards are so high.
I don't think anybody who doesn't do it understands the commitment it takes.
That's the other thing, too. And that's the thing when we're not necessarily trying to wean out people who, you know, who don't qualify, but it's people who we think don't understand the level of time and commitment that it takes.
We lose the most agents in the first 3 months of them being an agent with us because they all say the same thing. I didn't realize how hard this was. I thought it was just going to be fun.
This is a 7-day a week, 365-day commitment. It really is. And it may not be that you're sitting at your desk all of those hours, but I don't take a vacation that I'm not taking notes or pictures or learning or something.
Or taking a laptop with you and answering emails.
Right. And so I have my phone with me everywhere I go. It's nothing for me to be answering emails from the movie theater or for dinner. And I have a family, luckily, that supports that level of commitment. But this is a full-time commitment. So when we're looking for agents, we're looking for people who we think understand that commitment level and who are ready to make it. Because it's just a different. It's not your Monday to Friday 9-to-5 job.
Excellent. So thank you very much, Tracy. Thank you, everybody at home, for watching and listening to our show this week. Thank you, panel, for participating. It was an excellent conversation. We hope you all join us next week for our next podcast. And we all hope you have a great vacation.